This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The chief election official for the southern U.S. state of Georgia will be among the witnesses to testify at the next hearing of the special House committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is among witnesses scheduled to testify Tuesday when the House January 6 committee holds its fourth public hearing. Raffensperger drew the ire of then-President Donald Trump when he refused to cave to Trump's pressure to change the outcome of the 2020 presidential vote in Georgia.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Also scheduled to testify Tuesday are Raffensperger's deputy Gabe Sterling and Arizona State Representative Rusty Bowers. The committee will also delve into the scheme that had fake electors in seven battleground states sign certificates falsely stating Trump, not Joe Biden, had won their states. Mike Garcia, Washington.
Russia's military continued grinding down Ukraine's defenses Monday, with combat in eastern areas said to be entering a decisive phase. The governor of the eastern Luhansk region says battles continue to rage for control of multiple villages. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said the Kremlin has ordered the Russian military to overrun the entire region by next Sunday. Russian forces control about 95% of the region, which has become the focal point of Moscow's attempt to impose its will on its neighbor. Meanwhile, world leaders are increasingly concerned about surging fuel prices brought on by Russia's war in Ukraine, as well as the global rebound from the COVID-19 pandemic. The topic was front and center in discussions Monday between U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Canada's Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland. This is VOA News.